What it is.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. When it comes to protecting your most valuable possessions, talk to a real person, not some website. Give a Cleveland Allstate agent a call today. Are you in good hands? Happy birthday, Matt Wilhelm.
Thank
edition
you.
Of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. What is this gift? Turn up the party.
You need one thing, gentlemen.
And what's that?
The kid!
Ladies and gentlemen, the kid calling up on Matt Wilhelm birthday edition.
Hold on while I stop banging my head against the steering wheel with Gibbsy's music there. Love it.
That's Kid Rock, the kid. Come on.
I love it.
Sorry, we joined it in progress.
I'm a
there.
Fan.
That's my bad. I meant to start at the beginning.
First off, happy birthday to the wonderful Buckeye, Mr. Matt Wilhelm.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
And now you get to see, when you're not on vacation, what a February birthday really looks like.
Much to look at, but thank you.
Exactly. And also a happy birthday to Nate's wife, Alyssa, if she's out there listening.
That's right, the kid. Yes, indeed. She's actually at Benihana right now.
Ooh.
Down at the Hunt.
Following up one of the finest meals with one of the diciest meals.
No kidding. Exactly. So the kid, you've got to be beaming right now, glowing.
I'm pretty happy, other than the fact that I've gotten stuck twice already today in this treacherous condition.
Drive safely out there. That's right.
The side streets in the city of Cleveland, it's deplorable. I mean, it is literally, you cannot go down a side street in my car right now.
Well, then
I would have learned the lesson after one time, but no, I had to get stuck twice. Some good Samaritans pushed me out once, and then some of my guys dug me out the other time.
Kid, what do you make of the game last night?
I think it was really, it was a case of, nobody lost the game. I know they had a bad play call at the end, but whatever you want to say about the game, two champions going toe-to-toe, and it was like Rocky. Like the 15-round, the last guy standing, you know, one guy falls into the ropes. Just an unbelievable football game. Really probably one of the top five football games I've ever seen. Definitely the best Super Bowl. And maybe I'm a little biased because the team I was rooting for won, but just overall, just a great game.
It really was just a great game, and I thought that the Patriots obviously had a great game plan. They executed it. What do you think now about the play call heard around the world? I know that there have been, you know, some stats people out there trying to justify what they were trying to do, but at the end of the day, don't you think you just turn around and hand the ball off to Marshawn Lynch, the beast?
I mean, if it was Brady and it was New England's offense, I'd actually be calling for them to pass.
Yes.
But their best, I mean, your best football player is Marshawn Lynch. You got to get him the ball. Your second best play is probably Russell Wilson running the ball. I mean, you got to go with one of your go-to weapons there. So I don't necessarily have a problem with most teams passing from the one. And the stat that Marshawn Lynch is 1 out of 5 from the 1 yard line, hogwash. The way he was running right then, he was running people over. He was getting in the end zone. I actually think that the genius move that at the time I'm screaming at the TV, as you know, I thought that Belichick should have used the timeout, but I don't know if it was just luck or foresight to not take the timeout.
I thought that was a bad decision on Bill Belichick's part not to take that timeout. No question about it. I thought that was a big mistake, but it ended up working out. And some of the people are saying that the fact that he didn't take the timeout meant that with the time ticking down, Seattle threw it so that they could have the run pass option on 3rd and 4th down and still have that timeout left. So maybe he got lucky that it baited them into that.
Yeah, and maybe, you know, he's played out all the scenarios in his mind. I don't know. I think it was two great teams, two great coaches, coaching to win. I mean, I think if that tells you anything, if you're Mike Pettine watching that game, if you're Mike McCarthy watching that game, more importantly, like what you got to do is coach to win. Like nobody could say anything about Pete Carroll. Yeah, they maybe made the wrong call, but at least he was coaching to win. You know, nobody was complaining at the end of the first half when he throws six seconds left, he throws the touchdown pass. I love coaches that go for it. Both those guys are the type of coaches that go for it.
Kid, what do you make about the breaking news about Johnny Manziel taking himself to treatment and getting into rehab?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's a good sign that he wants to make himself, that he realizes there's a problem. But it's a long road from here. I mean, you know, it took him this long. I don't know. I mean, good for him trying to get himself better. But as far as the quarterback position, I think that just, you know, not to kick him while he's down, but you really got to be out there scouring the wires to see what's available. I'd maybe bring in 3 or 4 different veterans.
And see which ones stick.
I mean, yeah,
there.
Go out there, yeah, get them, you know, get. Obviously, I agree with Wilhelm and Ryan Mallett. I'd like to try to give him a shot. I'd grab him, grab one more guy, and grab Johnny. And then if Johnny comes back and is healthy and mentally right and can play, great. But if not, we've got a couple different options.
Certainly do, and that's something that the Browns are going to have to approach. Now, when we'll get into big detail on this on Friday, but obviously I know you think that this victory, does that cement in your mind Tom Brady as the greatest of all time?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do more research for this
surprise.
Debate on Friday than I've ever done for a research project in my entire life. I've already began to delve into the facts, and I'm not going to let you in on my strategies because you're my opponent, but let's just say you better hit the books, my friend.
I will definitely hit the books, and I know it's very a lot of people. I will say that I think what the Patriots have accomplished now with their 4th Super Bowl, winning them over the span of time they have with the same quarterback and coach and doing everything the way they have in this era of the NFL is probably the most impressive thing in football history.
Yes, and they're also, not to give you too many hints to my strategy, there was no salary cap then. There's a salary cap now. The only thing that I think it can measure up to this is probably the San Antonio Spurs in the NBA. They've done similar things.
Kid, do you think that the New England Patriots, as they sit, that they're done? Do you think that was the last time we'll see Bill Belichick and Tom Brady in a Super Bowl?
I don't think it's the last time you'll see them in it, but you see how hard it is to win it. And I could see them maybe getting there one more time and maybe not winning. I think there's one more, maybe. I don't think it's more than one, though. I think it. A lot of it depends, though. Also, like, what are they gonna do with Revis? You know, they're not gonna exercise the option because it's a $25 million cap hit. But they got to figure out a way to bring him back because their defense is different when they have him on there. What are they gonna do with McCourty? I mean, in my opinion, McCourty needs the biggest contract in history of safety because of his representatives. But
our good friend Andy Sims.
Seriously, what are they going to do with their free agents and who are they going to bring back? And, you know, now that you want it, you got to think they're going to do everything in their power to bring those two guys back.
They've got to, because I thought their defense ultimately at the end, while it was an undrafted, unsung guy, you know, their defense I thought played very well other than the drive at the end of the first half and really the other drive. When you look at Russell Wilson, 12 of 21 on the day. Problem was they gave up big plays. They had too much size, and Chris Matthews was able to take advantage of that. I also think, too, that this should be one of those, you know, lessons that you need to have one difference-making matchup guy in a passing game to have success. And New England was able to generate that from Gronk, which freed up Vereen, it freed up Edelman, and it freed up Amendola. Seattle had that mismatch guy for a little while with Matthews. He was just running, they're throwing it up. He was catching those jump balls. The Browns need to get that guy, and Josh Gordon is not going to be that guy maybe ever, certainly not until 2016 at the earliest. And I think it is imperative that you get a receiver or a tight end. You got to get somebody who is a mismatch problem, somebody who can win for you one-on-one on the outside. Because if you think about it, Andrew Hawkins and Julian Edelman are very similar type of players. And then you add in, you know, the Edelman and Gabriel, or Edelman Amendola, like a Gabriel and Hawkins together, the smaller, shiftier receivers. But you've got to have that one guy that clears out the defense like Gronk does for that team in order to let those guys be effective. Now, it also helps to have a quarterback like Tom Brady. But my point is, I do think that the Browns need to address that difference-making playmaker in the passing game.
Yeah, they do need to address it, but it doesn't have to be addressed right away. I mean, I think Ray Farmer is probably watching that game with a smile on his face, like knowing that he's right. Look at the receivers that were on the field. And for that matter, Gronk was a 4th-round pick. There was not a 1st-round receiver that smelled that field last night.
There was only one 1st-round pick on the entire New England offense.
Well, that's amazing. I got a question for Wilhelm.
Yes, sir.
I heard an interview with Browner last night, and he took credit for switching on to the tall footlocker guy. Don't you think that would be the coordinator's call to switch him, or you really think he took that upon himself and guarded him?
I'm sure he brought it to the coach, right?
Said, yeah, hey, I'm sure he brought it to the coach just because, you know, he sees an undersized DB getting, you know, getting dunked on, you know, time and time again. He just says, you know, he sacrifices taking probably what in his eyes what might have been a little bit more of a key component of the Seattle offense. But again, now you've got the right matchup. And I mean, it is something that where a player gets frustrated when the ball is getting, you know, thrown over there. You get frustrated and you'll bring that to the coach, or sometimes in mid-series, as long as Browner knew he was comfortable with the guy switching to play the other position, if Browner was confident in his ability to play wherever he had to line up, if the other guy's cool with it, you can do that mid-series. And then it's, again, you just kind of reap what you sow on the sideline. If it works out, you're a hero. If you're not, you're a zero.
Okay. Because he made it seem in the interview like he just did like you just said there. So that is possible. Okay. Very good.
The kid, I recommend an article for you on Grantland.com called He Lives for That, Beep, How 37-Year-Old Tom Brady Dismantled One of the Greatest Defenses Ever by Robert Mays. I think you'll enjoy the read. And I love seeing when he was fired up with McDaniel, when Josh McDaniels made the good play call. He's like, you're doing a, you know, not something I can say on the radio, great job over there, Josh, and love the play call. I just think I loved it. And let me ask you this, because I know you're a huge Richard Sherman fan. What did you think of his in-game taunting of Darrelle Revis to the cameras and all that stuff?
I don't like it because he knows. First of all, that wasn't Revis' fault. The ref got right in the way, and I know that they planned that and all this, that, and the other thing. That I didn't like. But in general, I have no problem with Seattle. But I will say that if you're one of the greatest, the 85 Bears don't give up a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl.
No, they're not.
I think Seattle overall is a great team, but the talk that they're one of the best defenses of all time, they could stop right there.
I think you're absolutely right about that. And I think that is many, many people are saying that it was in the defense's hand. That defense could have won. You know, at the end of the day, that defense could have got the job done. They were unable to do so. And the Patriots came away with their fourth Super Bowl victory. The kid, I saw it with my own eyes, doing a little bit of moonwalking in the basement last night at the Casa. The kid was fired up.
It was a glorious evening. One last point. The New England defense in the fourth quarter, after being toasted for two quarters in a row, really stepped up and gave Brady a chance with those two three-and-outs in a row.
Yeah, and that's you're exactly right. They gave him that chance. And how about your guy, Tom Terrific, on the final drive, 8-for-8. I think it was 13-15, they said, on the last two drives for 130-plus yards and two touchdowns. As clutch as it gets against the best defense, you know, arguably the best defense in the NFL, Tom Brady comes out there and just gets it done. Unbelievable.
One word.
Unbelievable.
There's one word. He's the GOAT.
I like it.
He's the GOAT. I don't know about that. The
It'll be debated on Friday.
On Friday. Bring your boxing gloves because I'm ready to spar.
Well, the kid, always appreciate it. And, Matt, I just want you to know the kid is a part of it. We'll make our announcement now, the kid, of what we have gotten Matt Wilhelm for his birthday. You ready?
Yes.
On its way. I wanted to be here today to give it to you today, but it is on its way. An autographed picture of Oprah Winfrey.
Thank you. Oh, spectacular. Thank you very much. I have a perfect wall in my basement for that.
Woo, gift that keeps on giving. I love it. I love it when you get to do something that you're proud of. You know, like I'm proud of that. I'm proud of that. I'm going to receive in the mail an autographed picture of Oprah Winfrey, and then we get to bring it and hand it right to Matt Wilhelm. It's going to be phenomenal. I looked for one that said to Matt, like I was hoping to find one that like she had made out to some other Matt that he was selling on eBay, because why would anybody keep it? Yeah, but it wasn't there. So maybe we'll have to doctor the to Matt of it part ourselves, the kid.
I've been known to doctor a thing or two.
Yes, you have. The kid calling in on the Matt Wilhelm birthday edition here of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty 4. When we come back, we'll get Stephen A. Smith's reaction to Johnny Manziel, continue to talk this Super Bowl and much, much more. Gibbs, did you ever get a final determination? Is cleavage, or was it no cleavage?
We are working on it. We have called the MGM in Las Vegas to try to get clarification.
Really?
Yes.
I'm going to say they're going to say no, because she came out in
all these prop bets and I haven't seen, it's like they pulled that one.
She came out in Bam Bam Bigelow's attire, for those of you who are old school wrestling fans, and Bam Bam Bigelow's attire is not cleavage friendly.
It was not friendly.
No, it was not friendly.
I was disappointed.
I know it was. All right. We'll be back. Right. By the way, hold on. How did Missy Elliott get to be involved with this?
What is I don't it? Know, but she stole the show, I thought.
1999? What's the deal?
Katie recruited her. Solo.
But, like, why?
I don't know.
She did do a good job.
I loved it.
She's aged very well.
As much as I love Lenny Kravitz, I thought they didn't use him enough, and they overused her.
Yeah. Lenny Kravitz really – I would have liked to see more. Lenny, he killed it. I thought they were going to go with, like, I kissed a girl, and I thought they were both going to kiss a girl at the same time. But I thought that might be aggressive.
Giddy up.
Giddy up. All right. Yes, people are loving the Oprah picture right now on Twitter. I love it. Ah, I love it. All right. We'll be back with more Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty Ford. I'm bringing booty back.